Yeah, it was the 9th of January. We were working on Natty Alley.
I was part of a reggae call sign that had been put together, and pretty much our role was to go out and do human terrain mapping at the time. So it was around looking at who was living in the certain areas, if there was elders living in them areas, who was, if there was any atmospherics such as Taliban were coming in at night and talking to anybody, and just generally getting a feel for the place. The morning that we actually got hit, so the 9th of January, it was another sort of cold January morning, a bit of frost on the ground. We were sleeping outside under ponchos and doss bags. So we got up brave and sharp in the morning, headed probably about 600 metres away from camp or so, and stopped at our first compound where the boss wanted to have a word with the local. So my plan was to sort of cut through this ploughed field, which wasn't too bad at the time because it was frozen on top, so it was still quite hard. There was a trek that sort of led off down the right hand side, but there was a tree line in between the field that I was on, blocked out where the disused compound was once I was in the actual field. As I walked down the field, I wanted to be about 100 metres beyond the disused compound, and when I walked into the tree line to go out onto the track, I realised that it wasn't 100 metres, it was more like 20 metres. Hindsight's a brilliant thing, but at that point I should have realised that I was too close to that compound, but I didn't. Went onto that track and literally, yeah, 5 steps into there, I just stood in the ID with my right leg. Obviously, when I got blew up, everything slowed way, way down in my own sort of senses, but say for a couple of seconds, I didn't realise that it was me that was hit. It blows out and then it sucks back in, and you become very aware of where you're at again. And I was lying on my back. At that point, I realised, yeah, this is me. I've stood on something. I've been part of this contact. So I looked down, looked at my left leg. It was bleeding, but it was still there. I could still see the foot and I could still move my foot. I looked at the right leg. The foot was gone completely from about 3-4 inches above the ankle, but just disappeared. So obviously I knew it was gone. And then when I seen it, then that's sort of when the pain kicked in and I sort of started screaming and all that other sort of stuff. I reached to get my med kit to get the tourniquet out, and by the time I had the tourniquet out, the guys were on me straight away, and then they were looking after me. For me, it felt like a long time, but really I think it was something like 18 minutes from point of contact before the Chinook or the MERT team landed to pick me up, which is, I think it was like between 16 and 18 minutes, something like that, which is incredible for the middle of Afghanistan.